Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Get the combine out, get it ready to go. Harvest is just around the corner. We have work to do, we're going to do it. But that doesn't mean that we're as confident as we might have been in the last 2 years. Growers east of the Mississippi are worried about frost. The crop was planted late due to a very wet spring. An early frost would be devastating to corn and soybean yields. Not surprising, we worry about market prices, too. Corn and wheat are down more than 40% from last year. The livestock industry is really feeling the pressure. I talked to a dairy farmer from Minnesota last week, complaining that his milk prices are almost cut in half from last year. We raise hogs, and like most pork producers, have lost money on every pig for 2 years. Those hogs don't smell very good right now. The U.S. Department of Agriculture projects net farm income for 2009 to drop by $33 billion, and that's a 38% drop from 2008. Well, let's not forget, however, 2008 was a record year. Last year, all we heard was complaints about corn to ethanol driving up food prices. Whine, whine. Well, now, with food prices moderating, maybe the critics can find something else to complain about. As we take on the harvest and look to the future, under current economic conditions, I expect the ag industry will tighten their belt and shop for less expensive fertilizer next year, maybe half the costs of last year. Seeds and chemicals for next year's crop probably will come down some, too. The nation is fighting to shake off a costly recession. Unless your business is hogs or dairy, I don't think the ag industry has been pulled into a recession yet. We all know the price swings in farming year to year are severe. It's like riding a bucking bronco. You're up and then you're down. And I fully expect if we hang in there, we'll go up again. We have critical days ahead of us as we keep one eye on the Weather Channel and the other eye on the combine. Let's bring in the harvest. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye and